Aside from the halachas we know about the regular inuyim on Yom Kippur, which one has to refrain, certain actions are prohibited in Yom Kippur. Aside from that, there is a specific chiyuv on Yom Kippur, and that is the chiyuv for one to do tshuva. Now, there is some discussion in the Rishonim how exactly that works. We know that technically speaking, any time in a person's life, a person commits an avera or has something wrong with the way he has an anhaga, he is obligated to go ahead, turn that around, and do tshuva. But all the more so on Yom Kippur. Now, those who learn there, the Ben Yonah says there's a specific mitzvah essay of Tataru, one should come clean on Yom Kippur, and one has to go ahead and seize the opportunity, achiv midaraisa, to go ahead and do tshuva on Yom Kippur. There are others who learn there is no specific, one day mitzvah, but nonetheless, there is certainly a tremendous responsibility on Yom Kippur, and that is because we know that tshuva requires a very high degree of remorse. It requires a degree where someone is sincere, he commits to the future. And there's a concept called Dirshu Hashem Behimatzai. When a Kadosh Baruch Hu is close, that's a time to happen, a time to come close to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And the way that works is, different Rishonim discuss different ways, apply different ways. There's a concept when a Kadosh Baruch Hu is close, tshuva becomes easier. And a lesser darga of tshuva may very well be mekubal, on a much easier for it to be in the scabble, even if we are not as sincere as a normal tshuva would require. During the year, when a tzibur comes together, that's one darga, but a yachid by himself, it's not so easy to do tshuva. Kadosh Baruch Hu looks at him and says, well, he means, he's mischar, but it's not so simple. Yom Kippur, Hashem takes anybody who comes back. And because of the opportunity, even if we were to say there was no specific chiyuv derais to the tshuva, the fact that the opportunity presents itself is a tremendous mechayiv, because if one is presented with such a golden opportunity and you squander it, so that in itself is a tremendous kitrug on a person. How could you let the opportunity pass you by? If you truly care, if you have any sincerity to the fact that you feel bad about something, so if you have such an opportunity where the bar is lowered and it's so much easier to come back and it's accepted, so much easier, missing that opportunity would be a tremendous kilkul in its own right. And therefore, again, there is a specific chiyuv on Yom Kippur to do tshuva. How that applies, a number of halachas about that, just quickly. First of all, the chiyuv applies equally to anashim and to nashim. So if they have the same issues with whatever chatanim they have, they would have to come do tshuva as well. As far as how to do tshuva, the normal tanoim are lessened on Yom Kippur. So now, we know that normally one has to go through a vidui on each chait, and there's a kabbalah la'asid. We don't find in Yom Kippur davening, although maybe ideal, we don't find in Yom Kippur davening the normal text or a text we can align with Kabbalah Asid. We don't say a clear term we're Makabal not doing in the future. And it seems to Rishonim that would be enough, although one can go ahead and one can add in the Vidui his own specific commitments. It seems that the bare minimum, it would suffice to say the Vidui, which is in the Siddur, the normal Achait. And one could have in mind whatever Chatam he would be thinking of that he personally did. However, one thing is Mechoyiv Al Pidin, and that is to express it Bekoil. We know HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows if we're sincere or not. He doesn't need us to express anything. But the fact that we go ahead and express it on our end, for our charata, to be sincere, we have to go ahead and express it bepeh. That adds a whole more realistic dimension to our charata, and therefore we are mechuyv al pi gidrei tshuva to express it bepeh. Again, vidi bepeh, if you generally say the alchet and you're mechavin for anything specific while you say those words, that would also qualify as bepeh. But again, if someone knows something specifically they did, they should not, one is actually in halacha prohibited from saying out loud any specific averas that he did. To declare publicly that one did an avera, in a certain degree, shows disregard and the lack of care. If someone's embarrassed and did something wrong, they don't tell the whole street about it. So if you have something that you want to say, you have to say it quietly and you cannot say it out loud. Al-Khait that we do say out loud is not specific. So you're not getting up there and advertising that I did, whatever I did. That's more of a universal concept, and therefore there's no problem with that. But again, if someone has their own specific khait, they should properly, they don't have to. It's not mechuyv al pidin, but certainly proper and fitting that one should add that in as well at some point during davening mischaret. And lastly, just to point out, there's a concept we know of Ben Adam Chaveri, where someone does something wrong, so he has to go to his friend. And Kippur is not Mechaper until he goes and he is Mephias Chaveri. We also, it's not to be overlooked, the way we associate with Chaveri, you go to your friend and you do something damaging to him, you steal from him, do something wrong to him, and then you ask him Mechila. So you can say, the slate is clean, I'm done. The truth is that we know that all our concepts of Ben Adam Chaveri are not just concepts of my friend. There's a backdrop to every mitzvah, because Baruch Hu tells you how to act with your friend, and if you act in an egregious manner towards your friend, essentially you're disregarding the mitzvah that lies behind that. So every chait, when we pass this halacha, every chait of an adam l'chaveroi requires a separate vidui of an adam l'makim. Now, there's no way for a person to achieve that that kapara on the adam l'makim until he goes to his friend first. But nonetheless, if he does go to his friend and he returns what he stole, or he apologizes for harming him, or for talking negatively about him or damaging him in some other way, that in itself will not achieve a full kapara until he as well goes to Kadosh Baruch Hu and says, you should know I'm sincere about what I did wrong, and on your end I know that was wrong also, because according to your chiyuv, I have to treat my fellow friend properly as well, and that required tshuva in its own right.